Let us be still together as we prepare to worship God. Hear these words from the psalmist. Give ear to my words, O Lord. Give heed to my sighing. Listen to the sound of my cry, my King and my God. For to you I pray. O Lord, in the morning you hear my voice. In the morning I plead my case to you. And watch. We join together to sing to the praise of God. How lovely on the mountains are the feet of him who brings good news. Join together to pray. Let us pray. Holy Lord, whose glory fills the universe, we are here in our littleness, with our complete incapacity to grasp or understand the depth of your holiness or the immensity of your love. We are not worthy to be here worshipping you. And yet sometimes we come into your presence so easily, as though our prayers and praises were enough and you could require nothing more from us. Forgive us, Lord, for those times when our worship is sloppy and not the best that we could offer. That we have not prepared ourselves to come into your presence. Times when we have thought that you should be grateful that we worship you. Forgive us. We know that we are unworthy, and yet we remain your well-loved children, accepted, loved, forgiven, and called to proclaim your holy love to our neighbours far and wide. We are glad to worship you this day. Even though we know what it is to be discouraged by people's incomprehension, discouraged by our own continuing failures, we trust that you are God who calls us. Receive the worship that we offer this day. And may it be with you at the center, Lord Jesus, our resurrected ruler. All praise to your holy name, for now, forever. Amen. We say together the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Would you lead us?
Good morning, everybody. Hello. I'm going to ask the person, I'm not sure who's hosting and doing the PowerPoint today. It's Richard. Hello, Richard. Thank you. Can I have the first slide, please? Okay, so today we're going to be thinking about feelings, and some of you will have smartphones and some of you won't. For those of you who don't, when you have a smartphone, you can send messages to people, and you can give some tone and expression to your messages with pictures and symbols. And there's lots of different ones. There's lots of different faces to express emotions. There's pictures if you typed in the word, I don't know, water or sunshine or snake or something, any random word, a picture would come up, and it would just illustrate and make your text or your WhatsApp message a bit more interesting. And the faces are quite good because they can show the person how you're feeling, because obviously sometimes when you communicate, you can get the wrong idea in texts and emails. sometimes. So it's good to put some expression into them. And that's what we're going to look at today. I'm going to teach you some of these. And I've realized looking through them all, when I looked at all the meanings of them, that I don't use them correctly. But that's probably because I'm getting old. I'm sure teenagers know every single one. But anyway, I'm going to put some pictures up and you can have a think about what you think they might mean or what you think they're called. We'll go through them. So wondering what this one is. Confused face. Okay, yeah. Annoyed. Bethany thought it meant annoyed. It means confused. So this person that uses this is uncertain. They perhaps imagined whatever it is they're talking about in a different way. They hadn't quite considered that it would happen in the way that it has. Okay, next slide, please, Richard. Please don't reveal them until we've had a chance to guess. What's this one called, do we think? This one is very literal. This has a very joy, tears of joy. Crying with happiness. Okay, Bron Robinson thinks it's crying with happiness. Let's see what it is, Richard. It's called the smiling with tear face. So it really is very literal, smiling with fear. Yes, Janine, sad, happy. So this person is smiling even in difficult times. So instead of being really happy, you're smiling despite the pain. So the real feelings are hidden behind the smile, maybe. So that's what that one means. Next one, please, Richard. What do we think this one is? I use this a lot. Angry? No. It's not angry. Puzzled? I am quite often puzzled. I use it wrongly, actually. Criticizing, curious. Okay, let's see what it is. It's face with raised eyebrow. I told you some of them were literal. This indicates apparently skepticism, disbelief, or disapproval. When I use it, it certainly doesn't mean disbelief or disapproval. So I'm going to have to learn to use these properly, I think. Next picture, please. What do we think this one is? Hulk mad. Disappointment, disappointed, dismay, despair. Okay. Richard, let's see what it is. Disappointed. It can also mean sorrow, remorse, and regret, apparently. Although I think disappointed is a very different emotion to sorrow and remorse and regret, to be honest, but that's apparently what it means. Okay, next picture, please, Richard. Ah, now here we are. This is another tearful face, but it's not a smiling face with tear. Very unhappy, Janine says. Apology, if you're making apology, crying, mourning, sad with tear. Okay. Let's see what it actually is. Oh, Teresa and Vaughan think it's sympathy, but it's the crying face is what it's called. And it's used to signify not so much a general air of sadness, but pain over one particular thing. So in other words, the person that uses this is saying it still hurts to remember a certain experience or a certain situation. Okay, let's have the next one. We've got two more. What does this one mean? Tired. We've had that suggestion. This is another one that I use incorrectly as well. Any other suggestions? Tired? Hmm. tricky. Sadly accepted, bored. Okay, let's see what it actually is, Richard. Pensive. Pensive. So this person needs time to think, maybe a bit melancholy. Frustration it can symbolize as well. That's certainly not the emoji I use to express frustration, but it means pensive. You know, I'm thinking, I need time to think, and I feel a bit melancholy. And the last one is very definitely me. Oh, we haven't got the picture. Ah, oh, where's the picture? Ah, there it is. There it is. Mad teacher, smoke coming out of the ears. No. It's called face with exploding head. What do we think it's saying? Rage? No, can't take any more info. Shock, not understanding, I've had enough. I did say that I use it quite a lot. So some of these, I'm not raging in my texts and WhatsApps. it means I cannot believe this. This has blown me away. This is exciting. It's surprising. I'm shocked. I'm in awe. So why am I teaching you these things? Today in our New Testament reading, we've got another resurrection appearance. And I'm thinking, how are those disciples feeling? And I think that they would be feeling all these things. And what I want to encourage you today, you to do today is just to, as you listen to the reading, just get inside the story, be one of the disciples, picture the look on their faces as you go through the story and just see how they felt about what was happening at that time. Thank you for listening and for joining in.
See, what a learning experience it is. All that new stuff you know now that you didn't know before. Great, thank you, Sally. We'll probably learn more in this than we have in the sermon. No, definitely not. So the two readings, the first one is from Psalm 4, which Isabel Griffiths will read to us. The psalmist turns his distress into a lament, prays for grace. However anxious he may be, he focuses on the Lord whom he trusts. However anxious he may be, he focuses on the Lord whom he trusts. And then from Luke, which Carol Crack will read to us, the walk to Emmaus has been completed. So time to take your sandals off and kick back. Not so. They turn around, they've met this stranger on the road who's broken bread, and everything has changed. And they turn around and head off back to Jerusalem. And this is what happens next. Thank you, Isabel and Carol.
So, evening prayer for help. Answer me when I pray, O God, my defender. When I was in trouble, you helped me. Be kind to me now and hear my prayer. How long will you people insult me? How long will you love what is worthless and go after what is false? Remember that the Lord has chosen the righteous for his own, and he hears me when I call to him. Tremble with fear and stop sinning. Think deeply about this. When you lie in silence in your beds, offer the right sacrifices to the Lord and put your trust in him. There are many who pray, give us more blessings, O Lord. Look on us with kindness. But the joy that you have given me is more than they will ever have with all their corn and wine. When I lie down, I go to sleep in peace. You alone, O Lord, keep me perfectly safe.
Luke chapter 24, verses 36b to 48. Suddenly the Lord himself stood among them and said to them, "Peace be with you." They were terrified, thinking that they were seeing a ghost. But he said to them, "Why are you alarmed? Why are those doubts coming up in your minds? Look at my hands and my feet and see that it is I myself. Feel me and you will know, for a ghost doesn't have flesh and bones, as you can see I have." He said this and showed them his hands and his feet. They still could not believe. They were so full of joy and wonder. So he asked them, "Have you anything here to eat?" They gave him a piece of cooked fish, which he took and ate in their presence. Then he said to them, "These are the very things I told you about while I was still with you. Everything written about me in the law of Moses, the writings of the prophets, and the Psalms had to come true." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures and said to them, "This is what is written. The Messiah must suffer and must rise from death 3 days later. And in his name, the message about repentance and the forgiveness of sins must be preached to all nations, beginning in Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things."
Warmest greetings to you over this Easter season. My name is Leslie Charlton. I'm one of the ministers of Kingston Ag Reformed Church. If we can help you in any way, get in touch. We'll do what we can. Two readings that I'm preaching from this day, Psalm 4 and then Luke 24, verses 36 to 42. Anyway, two disciples have walked to Emmaus, and on the way they meet Jesus. And then they encounter him through broken bread. He breaks the bread and their hearts are warmed and they recognize him. Their first instinct is to go and tell the news to others. It's news, it's new, it's fresh, and they want to tell the others. Those who are frightened and in their locked room need to hear this news. The others need to know. So they put on their sandals and they head off back to Jerusalem where they just walked from. Physically exhausted, off they go. Sometimes ministry demands physically that we go beyond that which is easy and that which is undemanding. Back in Jerusalem, while they are talking about these things, Jesus appears to them. Clearly, there has been a debate about the fact they've seen a ghost, whatever that means, is a live debate in the life of the early church, because lots of this text is set up to contradict that. So Jesus shows his hands and his feet and offers the chance that they would touch him. Flesh and bones is not a ghost, it's something else. And then he eats with them and he teaches. And he tells them of their role as people with good news to share. He reminds them of the teachings of the Old Testament that pointed to this truth. So the disciples are people with a jumble of feelings. Yes, this is Jesus. Yes, they are joyful, but they're also disbelieving and they're also fearful. So if during this time you've ever wanted to smack yourself around the back of your head and say, "If I was a proper Christian, I wouldn't be feeling this way, or I wouldn't have this lack of clarity," please remember the model disciples. In the very presence of the risen Jesus, they still cannot give in to total joy. The writer of the Gospel according to Luke stresses the physicality of the resurrection, the offering of touch, the sharing of food, bread. fish. This is not about being confused or overly emotional. This is about the man Jesus in some way being present in a way that he wasn't before. About being present in a physical sense, beyond wishful thinking or creative imaginings. The amazing, earth-shattering, transforming thing is made real in eating fish and bread. It's not resurrection followed by, and then he called down from the heavens a million angels, or he ripped open the sky and there was an ark of gold. He shows who he is by eating with them and offering that they would touch his hands. Jesus made known and real, not in signs and mysteries which are remote from our lives, but in the earthy, the everyday encounters. It's not that as followers of Jesus we need to be practicing big prayers about mountains moving into the sea. We need to practice everyday kindness, disciplines about generosity of spirit. Yes, of course there are signs and wonders. Yes, it would be great if it was all about those sorts of things. And yes, there are supernatural things going on. But what matters is the intimacy of Jesus with the disciples in all this confusion of emotion. Which neatly leads to Psalm 4. This psalm was traditionally a nighttime psalm, a psalm for the end of the day, to lay down our worries before we sleep. I'm talking about sleep, and sleep hygiene is one of the narratives of our time. Maybe we need to remember to pray before we sleep. That will help to settle us. The psalmist turns the distress of his enemies and he turns it into a lament, a heartfelt prayer to God. Yes, he is anxious, yet still focuses that the Lord is the one that he trusts. But the psalm is also a psalm of doubt. Answer me, the psalmist shouts at God. Let the light of your face shine on us, O Lord, says the psalmist. The psalm could have been written with us in mind. Answer me. If you've ever felt it was a bit rude to say that to the creator of the universe, here you are being affirmed. Good news. You have permission to let God know. How long, O Lord? For many, that is the burden of this time. It was okay when quite fun when we were baking soda bread and hoarding toilet rolls 100 years ago, but it's gone on so long. And there are people who say, oh, that we might have something good. It's a depressing time. Nothing good going on. Bleakness. But of course, that's not the whole picture. There is the vaccine, and things are slowly starting tentatively to open up. The trouble is, moving from bleakness to some sort of light requires effort. Leaving the grey behind and moving forward is mental and spiritual work. The psalmist says that lying down to bed in a state of peace is no small gift. Equally, God gives us room in verse 1. What does that mean? Is the opposition the opposite of having a constricted larynx? God gives us room to breathe, room to be. The psalmist is acknowledging that the God is not one who will micromanage, and God is the one who will give the psalmist time and space to rant and to doubt. God, who is beyond any church's party lines and any narrow vision. God, who is bigger, and God, who can cope with us. And another noteworthy verse is verse 7. You put gladness in my heart more than their grain and wine abound. More than the money is the gladness of God. But more than that, better than food and wine, or drugs if that's your thing, or a mouth of alcohol or a mouthful of mindless food, we need to get into the habit of turning to God, to find ways to form that as a habit, to pray at the end of the day, to turn to prayer first thing in a crisis. Before we move into personal self-destructive behaviour, we stop, we pray. And if we learn nothing from this time, if we learn that, then that will be good learning. Finally, I would draw your attention to the jumble of emotions in this account of this psalm and also in Luke. If we were going to write a text about the resurrection of Jesus, designed to convince people about the reality of it, there would be one message and there would be a loud shout of clarity. There would be none of this believing and doubting jumble that we get in Luke. Fear and walking miles to tell the tale. Fear, walking miles. We would have been like modern marketeers. One message, razor sharp, clear as anything, clarity. So why is Luke like this then? Chances are because that was how it was. People take time to change. They take time to take things in. Even good things and bad things, people take time to change. Changing is a slow job. And slowly the disciples turn and they change. And slowly, slowly, they make the events transformational to the people that they are, to how life is to be lived. We don't have to pretend that belief is usually the flick of a switch. Transformation, taking in the reality of the resurrection of Jesus, is a life's work. Amen.
Let's pray. God of creation, we bring our prayers for our world. We pray for our worn out earth, that it would be renewed in life and vitality and greened with flourishing growth. We pray for arid lands, that water would flow, enlivening the desert places, quenching thirst and healing the dryness. We pray that the earth's resources of stone and oil and fuel would be harvested with respect and care. God of creation, the earth waits and longs for justice. God of creation, we bring our prayers for our world. We pray that worn out people would be renewed in life and vitality and inspired with flourishing growth. We pray that in your church, water would flow, living water, enlivening dry people in dry places and quenching spiritual thirst. God of creation, we wait and we long for healing. For peace. for justice. We pray for those who we know need our prayers. For those who don't pray for themselves, and for those who have nobody else to pray for them. And we pray for ourselves, Lord Jesus. For we too are your confused disciples. We know the truths, but how do we make them real? How do we understand, and how do we feel the benefit of them in our challenges of day by day living? Resurrected Jesus, may your power be in us, and at this season, Eternal God, before whose face the generations rise and pass away, we praise you for all your servants departed this life in your faith and love. Especially for those that we mourn, and for Philip, we pray for those who mourn. And we thank you that for them, sorrow and sickness are ended and death itself is past. And we thank you for our Christian faith that says that they live forever in your love and your care. Lord, hear the prayers we offer, the prayers that we've said which are few, and the prayers that come half-formed in our hearts and minds, all of them come in the name of Jesus. Amen. Later on this afternoon, I will send out to you the notices that I'm about to share. So if you half hear something and think, oh, what was the link for that? Do not be anxious, brothers and sisters. You will be receiving it via either WhatsApp or by email. If you're not a member of this church and you'd like to be, please let us know and we will make that happen. And for those who've never made a declaration of faith and would like to, confirmation, let me know. Christian Aid Week approaching, 10th to the 15th of May, and the Christian Aid quiz, please, is a date for your diary on the 15th. Tomorrow, I'm sitting by my phone waiting for you to call me. I'm waiting for you to call me about nonsense. Just, this is how I am, Leslie. Do you know what my neighbours did? Have you seen that programme on the telly? It doesn't have to be big life-shattering stuff. Just come and pull me up and chew the fat. 4 till 6, happy. Body and soul workout tomorrow night, and also a meditation, and I'll send you all the links. Wednesday, the Bible study has just restarted looking at Acts. So if you haven't done a Bible study yet, maybe now would be a good time. Or if Wednesday doesn't work for you, Wednesday evening doesn't work, The material will be sent to you, so maybe carve out some time on Thursday, but put a line in the diary and make sure that you give it the time that it needs. Remember, every day there is prayers and there's the coffee mornings. You're most welcome to join that. The podcast details have been sent out. Can anybody believe that any church can produce such a really rubbish collection of jokes? Honestly, what a hideousness. But they're there. They're there for you to groan at. Oh, awful. And also requests for the next one, please. Or also details about Messy Church, which happens next Sunday. All ages welcome. That's the thing about Messy Church. Everybody's welcome, not just for children. We're thinking about moving towards opening the coffee service again, obviously, within the terms of the law. So we're thinking about opening it from Monday, the 17th of May. And as you know, some of the people that volunteered are no longer with us on the earth. Others have moved to other places. So we need some people who will volunteer. Now, this might not be you, but it might be somebody that you know. So please think on it, maybe challenge somebody. Maybe somebody you know is looking for a volunteering opportunity. This could be the time, or it could be you. So please step up. And we've also got a request for a gift and some stories from Messy Church families and those who appreciate us praying for them. So, as you know, the work of the church continues, which means that the bills have got to continue to be paid, and we will now move towards our communion. And before we get there, we will dedicate the gifts of money that we give in other ways, and then the gifts of bread and wine. So let us pray. Almighty and most merciful God, out of the fullness of your gifts, we bring before you this bread and this wine, our gifts and our lives. Blessed be your holy name forever, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us celebrate this joyful feast. People will come from the east and the west, the north and the south, and sit at the table in the kingdom of God. Jesus said, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. Anyone who comes to me, I will never turn away. And hear the narrative of the institution of the Lord's Supper, as it was recorded by St. Paul. For I received from the Lord what I also handed on to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night when he was betrayed, took a loaf of bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same way, he took the cup also after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. So in the name of the Lord Jesus, we take bread, we take wine, and we give thanks. Let us pray. We offer you thanks, Creator, Saviour, Giver of life. From the beginning, you have made yourself known. The heavens proclaim your glory, and the earth sings your praise. In wisdom, you made all that is, and you bless us with earth's fruitfulness. You are merciful and gracious and abounding in love. Yet from the first, we have disobeyed your will. We have gone our own way. Finally, you sent your promised son, Jesus, who shared our human nature, understood our weakness. Born of Mary, he showed your love by word and by sign. He taught the unloved and the lost and welcomed all who came to him. He taught us lessons of forgiveness. He brought healing for our sickness and showed us how to live according to your will. For this he was rejected. For this he endured grief and sorrow. For this he gave himself up to death on the cross. But you broke the power of sin and death and raised him to the heights, that even through the blood of the cross and by the gift of the Holy Spirit, everything in earth and heaven may be reconciled to you. Come, Creator God, renew the face of the earth. Come, Eternal Saviour, remake us in your likeness. Come, Holy Spirit, transform these gifts, that Christ may be known to us in the breaking of bread, that we may be strengthened to serve him in the world. May we on earth be one with all Christ's people, and when all things are complete, be raised up to be with him. And with all your faithful servants in all places, and where he reigns in glory with you, Creator, Son, and Spirit, one God forever. Thanks be to you, our God. Amen. Christ, our sacrifice, our Passover has been sacrificed for us. Therefore, let us keep the feast. The bread which we break is the communion in the body of Christ. The cup of blessing which we bless is the communion in the blood of Christ. These are the gifts of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Amen. The body of Christ, the blood of Christ. Let us pray. Lord, you are the great traveller. You travel beside us and you call us friend. We know at times we stray far from you, we wander. Why you come so far to find us, we marvel at times how your patience and your love restore our steps back to the right way. We call you friend and Lord. Help us to trust more in you. Help us risk more for you. Help us travel further with you. We want to travel further for you. Thank you. Amen. So we're going to sing one of the, I guess for many people, sort of hymn that's in their top 10. And then after that, we will have the grace and then we will go into breakout rooms. Please stay if you can. There's a lull. The techie people need a lull because everybody's running out the door. So otherwise people end up in a breakout room by themselves, which is not the best for anybody's self-esteem, is it really? Come and have a chat. Oh no, I'm here by myself. No, just so please, there's a moment. Don't use that as your moment for skipping off. So we join together to sing When I Survey the Wondrous Cross.
Mm-hmm.
please stay if you can. Go out into the world with food for your pilgrimage in peace and gladness. So could you unmute and then we can say the grace together. By that little yellow sort of now, may the grace
of the Lord Jesus Christ,
and the love of
God, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, be with us all, evermore.
Amen.